I thank God for you. I praise God for you. And I thank God for those who especially have subscribed to our admonition to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And it's important to do that. It's important for that one person. You say only one person? You can tell as many people as you want.
Thank you, Jesus.
And really to underscore what I'm trying to tell you today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Peaches, I'm going to do this right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you. Good health and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
May the blessings of God be on your family.
Yes, I bless you.
On your children.
The blessing of the Lord.
May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Again, you've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for all of you in Radio Land. Hallelujah, from Poland and Germany and China and Australia to the UK to Canada, to all of the U.S. and to South America, the Isles, everywhere you may be hearing this, hallelujah, this service. We praise God for you today. Hallelujah. And before I go on any further, Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah,
give us the housekeeping suggestions on today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebooks and your pencils and ink pens, your highlighters. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You'll be able to write down the scriptures the pastor and give. Hallelujah. May it be few or many.
Watch out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or you want to be able to write down, have something to write with, because God just may drop something in your spirit while you're listening to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Take out your communion elements. If you don't have them, you use some cracker, juice, water, bread, or whatever, so we can all take communion at the same time. And think about people that you can, I guess, stand in proxy for. Hallelujah. You just may want to, you may know someone that needs a breakthrough in their body or healing or in their mental, and take those people's names to the Lord or stand in proxy for them while we have communion. Hallelujah. Believe God for their healing. Hallelujah. We're in a new month, so let's take out our new calendars. We're in the month of October, so mark your calendars for 7 o'clock in the morning, praise and worship every morning. Yes, every morning. Then on Tuesday evening, Institute of Biblical Learning at 7 o'clock. Set that alarm 5 minutes prior to. Hallelujah. And that's the same number we use for Institute, the same number we use for morning prayer. But Wednesday night international service is a different number. Then the second Friday of the month, it is men's and women's fellowship. Men's fellowship from 7 to 7:40, and then 7:50 until 8:30 is women's fellowship. We never know what the topic will be, but it always will be, it'll always be scripture-based, and it'll always bless you. Hallelujah. They're mighty women of God that is on at that time and sharing their hearts with you. Hallelujah. The fourth Sunday of the month, our guest speaker will be Pastor Jason Roseboro. He and his congregation will be joining us. After that natural meal, after that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. So come out and have dinner with us. Hallelujah. Fixed by yours truly. Hallelujah. Or rather, cooked by yours truly, but we have some sanctified Holy Ghost people that will be serving you at that time. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And don't forget, this month has a fifth Sunday.
Yeah, woo!
Hallelujah. And you know what the fifth Sunday is?
Prayer time.
The fifth Sunday of the month is Minister to Your Family Sunday. It is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah. The family came before the church, y'all. Hallelujah. The pastor will correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely correct.
Hallelujah. And so think of some things you can do with your family. Hallelujah. Maybe too chilly to take them out to a park, or maybe too cold to take them to the beach. But you can do have game night, family game, round the table that Sunday, whatever, hallelujah, thing or something exciting you can do with the family. Hallelujah. God will be pleased. Minister to the family. Hallelujah. Please, when you have an chance, visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the vision and mission of our church is. Hallelujah, there's a cash app there also. And we also have a GoFundMe page. Pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. We believe in God for great things. We want to be able to bless the city of Baltimore, and we need your assistance. Hallelujah, God. For God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. So you please donate from $1 to $1 million. You can do more if you like. Hallelujah. We won't refuse anything. Hallelujah. We want to be able to minister to the homeless are going to be able to minister in a building that will hold at least 200 plus. We want a dining hall and offices and classrooms. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to be able to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for blessing us and joining us, joining hands with us. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Pete. This is what the housekeeping suggestions. We thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for our new
Hallelujah.
People moving in real soon, and we'll let you know when our inaugural service, and we're going to have some bishops there, some mighty men of valor there to just welcome us to our new facility, the spacious sanctuary and the fellowship hall and the fully equipped kitchen and hallelujah, glory to God, the classrooms and the offices and just the whole facility, the amenities. We just thank God for he knew just what we needed. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we can begin to sing, I got just what I needed from the Lord.
Amen.
We can sing, we got just what we needed from the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. We also thank God for the fifth Sunday. The fifth Sunday is a special Sunday because it's to kind of highlight the fact that the focus is on the family. There used to be a program called Focus on the Family. It probably still is on. I'm not sure. But we need to focus on the family.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The strength of a nation, the strength of a community, of a state, is its family. So that's why we take time. We take time to take off. We will not have a live service on the fifth Sunday in October. Hallelujah. You minister to your family. Take them out. Take them to dinner. Hallelujah. Take them to wherever, the theater, the arena players, or one of the other live theaters, or take them someplace. Minister to them. Love on them. Hallelujah. You know, there's some families, you know, the children have never heard their parents say that they love them. And that's a shame. That's a shame.
Oh,
so take time to tell your family you love them, and take time to minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Peaches, you know, way back when, in the dark days, when I was a knucklehead, when I was a heathen, you know what happened, Pastor Peaches?
What's that?
Somebody prayed for me.
Oh, thank the Lord.
That's what I say, too. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. I'm going to tell you something. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And I'm almost certain that they prayed for you, too, because I remember your mom.
Oh, yes.
She was a praying mother.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And there are a lot of folk that need blessings today. You know them in your family.
Yes.
Their family requires love. It does not require blood. You know some folk on your job. You know some people that you consider your enemies. They need Jesus just like you do. You pray for them, too, because the Word of God says to pray for them. Hallelujah. We're going to do just what God's Word says do. So as I play the music, the prayer, begin to articulate, begin to verbalize, begin to name people's names. Put them up into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings are the names that shall be shared right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Boko shete momoche. Yeda boko rela bosanda te. Pruche de boko rela bosanda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for my wife, Peaches. I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All of them.
Hallelujah.
My grandchildren.
Thank you, God.
Great grandchildren.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord, for Mother Delores Harrison, Sister and Jeanette Harrison.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And Sister Rosalind and Brother Ronald. Hallelujah. Thank you for Minister Linda. Sterling and Red, Harry and David and Suda and Alan and Tanya and Tiffany and Bianca, all the family members. Thank you, Lord, for Julie and Anna and Avery, little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Julius and Joshua and Victor and little Mitchell, big Mitchell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Elder, hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakeem. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Adrian Scott, Elder Kibby Stevens, Prophet Cynthia, another prophet. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shakari Aboshata. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to play a selection.
Hallelujah.
And at the end of that selection, you will hear the voice of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, a demon destroyer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Otherwise known as.
Bless your name, Jesus.
This bird.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week. That's what they call the middle of the week. You made it through, and you know what? God's grace is sufficient to get you through the other half. Hallelujah. And young people, I don't ever want to pass up an opportunity to encourage you. Hallelujah. Sometimes the world may think, oh, you're too little to know anything, to do anything. And a long time ago, people used to say, don't speak unless you're spoken to. But I tell you, oh, go somewhere and sit down. You ain't got nothing to tell nobody. You ain't old enough to even know nothing. And I remember one time, it was either me or somebody, I was like, my back hurting. Please, you ain't old enough to even have a back. That's what the older people used to say. You ain't old enough to even have a back. Or whatever. It was as if at one time we were insignificant. For the young people, there was nothing we could, I'm not even young anymore.
Yes, you are.
It was, oh, geez, that ain't funny. It was, you know, the young people, you have so much to contribute. Don't ever let anybody make you think that you can't do something. Whatever you set your mind to do, God can bless you with the wherewithal how to do it. Hallelujah. Tell God what's on your mind, what's in your heart, and he will give you the tools to do it. Don't you know? And when all of you were born, God put a gift inside of you. He put an anointing inside of you to do a work. Hallelujah. And I always share with you about the three Hebrew boys or about David. Yes, I may speak about those, but this time it is about Esther. And this comes from the 7th chapter. And I'm not going to read the Bible, but a story, just one page of a story. And it says, Esther's courage saves her people. The king of Persia had chosen a Jewish woman named Esther to be his queen. Her uncle Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman, one of the king's officials. When Haman found out that Mordecai was Jewish, he made plans to punish every Jew in the kingdom. Mordecai heard about this plan and convinced Esther to talk with the king, even though anyone who approached him without permission would be punished. Esther dressed in her royal robes and went to the king's throne. She was relieved the king was happy to see her. He asked, "What brings you here?" Esther said, "Please come with Haman to a dinner I will prepare." Later that day, while the king and Haman were dining with Esther, the king said, "Esther, what can I do for you? Just ask, and I will give you as much as half of my kingdom." Esther answered, "Your Majesty, if you really care for me and are willing to help me save me and my people, that's what I really want, because a reward has been promised to anyone who kills my people." "Who would dare do such a thing?" the king asked. Esther replied, "That evil Haman is the one out to get us." Haman was terrified as he looked at the king and the queen. The king was so angry that he got up, left his wine, and went out into the palace garden. Haman realized that the king had already decided what to do with him, and he stayed and begged Esther to save his life. The king came back into the room and ordered Haman to be sent away. Then he wrote a law allowing the Jews to defend themselves and to protect their families and homes. This is based on Esther 5:1-4 and 7 and 8. Hallelujah. That is how, and this story, Esther was only probably 15 or 16 years old. Okay? Young people, you don't have to have age on you for God to use you. You don't have to be old and gray and no teeth in your mouth and wrinkled up. You know, use God. Bless the Lord in your youth. Allow God to use you while you're young, while you have strength in your body, while you can go from door to door and pass out tracts and tell someone about Jesus, while you can invite your friends to church. You can go tell your friends, "Hey, can my family pick you up for church on Sunday? Would you like to be able to come and have dinner with us? We're going to go to church and then we're going to have dinner. Can you be our guest on Sunday?" Don't be afraid to invite your friends to church. You have what your friends need. Believe me, you don't know what chaos is going on in their house behind them doors. You just see your friends when they come out. okay, or when they come to school, they may be smiling. You don't know what heartbreak and heartache they are living in and living among. I had young people working with me, and some of them was homeless, but I never knew it. Some of them were hungry. I never knew it. Unless they said, can I have some of that stuff right there that's left over? Young people, you are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. You are blessed that you're in a home where your parents are teaching you about God. Don't ever be ashamed of that. The world needs what you have inside of you. David, that killed Goliath, was a young lad. In one story, says he's only about 14 years old. And I'll say the same age range. Okay, when his father told him, go take your brothers are out there in the battlefield. Take this bread on out there. Take this food out there to your brother so they can have some lunch. And when David went out there, he heard that there was a reward to be given to whoever kills Goliath. He said, huh? What you say? And he wanted to know, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine, huh, that defies the word of God? And they said, oh, man, go somewhere. And David was too small to even wear armor. But you know what? God had a tool for him. Hallelujah. If God gives you a job to do, don't you know he's going to give you the tools to do it? And David went to the river and picked up five rocks. Hallelujah. He picked up five stones. Don't you know God will give you the tool that you need to bring down the enemy? Wow. He will give you the word. If there's somebody bullying you, he will give you the words to say to them. If somebody is messing with you, he will give you just what you need to touch their heart. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Don't you know when somebody is saying something to you out of the way, God can give you something sweet or something that will touch their heart and that will almost make their heart feel like it's crumbled, make them feel so bad, and they may end up apologizing to you.
Yeah.
No matter what the enemy brings your way, you have to counteract it with something from the word of God. You can't fight fire with fire. You've never seen a fire truck bring fire to a house to put out a fire.
Amen.
It's always water. Depending on the type of fire it is, it was an electrical fire. You don't put water on electrical fire. But God is going to give the tool that is needed to put out to crush whatever is going on. Young people,
yeah.
The word of God says, despise not your youth. Don't despise being young. Love your creator. Ask God, Lord, what is it you have me to do? God, what gift did you put inside of me? And God will bless you. He will bless that gift to come out. Hallelujah. He will put you in circumstances where that gift is shown, and it may even surprise you. You may say, oh, my gosh, I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know that was inside me. God put gifts and talents inside of every soul that he allowed to walk the face of the earth, and that gift will bless many. Don't ever let anybody think that you don't have something that you can offer to someone else. Don't ever let anybody think that you don't have anything that can bless the world. What God put inside of you will bless nations, will bless many. Just ask God for the opportunity to share it, for it to come out, and God will. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Thank you. May God add signs, wonders, and miracles to the Children's Corner on today. And I just want to make an advance announcement. Next year, we will be starting our Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
And those are from ages from 4 through 17. And those that are 18 through 25 will be leaders in this Good Youth News Club. And the Good News Youth Club will be going on trips. We'll be going to various venues. We'll be doing arts and crafts. We'll be learning about God and His Word. We'll be going to various places that show the magnificence of God.
Amen.
And it's going to be on a super Saturday. There are four fifth Saturdays in every year.
Hallelujah.
And that's when the Good News Youth Club will meet. And if you want more information about the Good News Youth Club, or you want to sign up for that, you can sign up in advance. Give me a call. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
443-416-1352.
Hallelujah.
Again, that's 443-416-1352. That's for children between the ages of 5 and 17. And those who are 18 to 25, they will be leaders in this Good News Youth Club, because we're all about good news, all about good news. There's going to be a whole lot of good things happening to this Good News Youth Club. And as far as I know, Pastor Peters, the first Good News Youth Club meeting, I think it's in March. I'm not sure what month has the fifth Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's March or April or May.
I thought it was April.
It's April.
I'll check again.
Okay. But that's when we'll have our first meeting, but you need to sign up in advance, because it's limited to the number of people we can have in this Good News Youth Club. So again, we thank God for the Children's Corner, and we're going to bless the people of God, from the littlest to the biggest, from the youngest to the oldest. God bless you real good. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the Children's Corner on today.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Our Lord.
Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28, says we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through that blood, it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, in the text for today, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, your word says that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. There's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, is your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. On the same night, that your book was checked out, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he would thank you again, Lord.
In remembrance.
He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you.
We take this bread.
Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
For us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3, declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. First chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Your word says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank the Lord for your healing bread on today. Thank you. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ and his praise, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorpost and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you when I see the blood. I call it the local Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ
of you.
Hallelujah.
Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us. Covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah and the Sin Christ, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly restores every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hatred, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession for this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our on his family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. Hallelujah, glory to God. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty fingers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this law. Hallelujah. By anything in this world. Hallelujah. We are not intimidated by anything. Hallelujah. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We give the ministry of health. Hallelujah. We are free. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are powerful. We are strong. We're mighty, we're great, beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now unto him was able
to keep us from falling.
And to set us apart with all
the presence of
his glory. With exceeding glory,
the only wise
God, our
Savior.
Be glory and
your majesty, dominion,
the power, both now and
forever.
In Jesus'
name. Jude
1.
24 and 25.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peter?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm going to ask you one more question.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. It's time for the
word. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank you.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Glory to God. Use me for your service today, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, filled with your Holy Ghost, oh God. Lord, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in your satanic cohorts. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing.
Thank you.
Father God, we give you the praise.
The glory.
We give you honor in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to just share a couple of things with you real quickly. There are a lot of differences between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yes.
One is pre-cross, the other is post-cross. One, hallelujah, glory to God. Full of curses.
Yes.
The other is full of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
One, the Old Testament, is full of sin consciousness. The New Testament is full of righteousness consciousness. But one of the things that sets the Old Testament from the New Testament is that in the Old Testament, we beat up on our enemies. We destroyed them. We pulverized them. We smacked them. We picked them up, threw them down, kicked them. We did everything to them. We killed them. But there's a different message in the New Testament. For a few minutes, I would like to share with you some thoughts on the audacity of love. The audacity of love. Now, there are a lot of different meanings to the word audacity. But the one that I like the best is that it's a willingness to surprisingly show boldness and taking a risk. Isn't that interesting? The title of this message is The Audacity, of Love.
Of love.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. The title of his message is The Audacity of Love. Telling another neighbor. There's an audacity.
It's an audacity.
Of love.
Of love.
The audacity of love. The nerve of somebody loving somebody who's not lovely. Loving somebody who is full of junk and garbage. Who's not lovely. But God says,
yes,
they're lovable.
Amen.
Let's get to the, Pastor Peters, can you read the addresses?
Yes. I love that person, the love of the Lord. Isaiah 46, verses 10 and 11. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, 5, verse 44. Proverbs 25, verses 21 and 22, and then Romans 12, 14 and 17, and I think it's 19 or...
Yes, that's 19.
And 19. All right.
Can I add?
Uh-huh.
Can I add one more?
Yes.
Hebrews, I'm going to cut it up. Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews 11.
Verse 1
mm-hmm.
and verse 6.
All righty.
Okay.
I know it wasn't going to stay with what it was.
Can I add just one more?
Go on, Pastor.
James 1, verse 22 and 25. I'm stopping right there.
You said James 1, 22
20, and 25.
And 25. All righty.
The subject of today's message is the audacity of love. Now, in 2009, let me say it like that, a fellow named Hussein wrote a book called The Audacity of Hope, The Surprising Power of Hope. This guy named Hussein, I think in he became president of the United States. Did you know that?
Oh, who?
Barack Hussein
Obama. All right.
I had y'all for a second, didn't y'all? Lord have mercy. I'm always catching y'all. Glory to God. Read the first scripture. I need to start here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. First scripture, Isaiah 46, 10 and 11.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it.
God knows the ending from the beginning, and if he decided to do something, he's going to do it. That's it. That settles it. Ain't no debate about it. He know your beginning,
amen,
your ending. Go ahead, read the next question, because that's the foundation. Go read the next one.
Thank you, Jesus. St. John 3:16 and 17.
Go ahead, read that.
Oops, my page. St. John 3:16 and 17.
Everybody knows this, but go ahead, read it anyhow.
Okay. St. John 3:16 and 17. Oh, hallelujah. My Bible are torn up.
That means you use your Bible. You have to get you a new one. Get one up from down in the sanctuary. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah. Where is John 3? Hallelujah. Oh, my pages.
All right.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Okay, you want me to quote it? Or can you find it?
Yes, you start quoting.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
but have everlasting.
That's right. Now, God, did you find it?
I'm sorry about that.
God didn't come to God didn't send his Son. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that through him, the world shall be saved.
Amen.
That's the love of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The audacity
of love.
Of love. But we disappeared. Excuse me. The liars, cheats, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, crooks, things, all kinds of stuff. And God so loved part of the world.
Nope, so loved the world.
Just those that are doing things right.
No, God so loved the world.
Just the ones that called on his name.
The world, the whole thing, everybody.
Are you getting my point? The audacity of love. What kind of nerve is this for somebody to love somebody who's doing everything that they said not to do? Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you.
Listen here, y'all. You want to know the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament? You just go back and see where they were killing back. But the Bible, I'm just repeating the Bible, y'all. I'm not cursing. They tell them, go kill everything that pisses against the wall. They were the enemies. But this said, you read this again. Read that again.
It says, but I say unto you, love.
But I say, look, do you know what they said when you use the word but? It erases what was said earlier. Because in the Old Testament, it told you eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Amen.
It told you, hey, look, he hit you, you hit him. You know, now what did this say?
Love your enemies.
Wait a minute. I stop at the beginning.
But I say,
stop there. But you hold a conversation with somebody. So. But that erases everything you said before that but. Okay. Go ahead. Read now.
The same verse?
Yeah, the same verse.
But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you.
Look, is that easy to do?
No.
No.
You want to get them.
You want to get them back. You try to think. Look, somebody said, if you mess with a woman, either she gets over it quickly or she gets even, but she's going to get you.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. Well, see, this is a new law.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's called the law of love. Let me just share something with you real quick. The Jewish folk had the law of Moses, curses and blessings, and you got to do this and all this. That was the law of Moses. Gentiles had the law of conscience, what they felt like doing, they just did. The children of Christ, the church, has a new law. Because a new sheriff in town, his name is Jesus Christ the Righteous.
Amen, amen.
And his law is the law of love.
Thank you, God.
You know, I've told people, life is an open book test. And the subject of life now is love.
Thank you.
Read the next scripture. Excuse me.
Luke 23:34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Wait a minute here. They done beat him up. They done stuck 2-inch thorns all in his brow. They spat on him. They gave him 39 lashes. They made him drag his cross to Golgotha. He fell and they had somebody else carry it with for him. They nailed his feet and his hands to the cross. They hung him up there on the cross. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was what? Read that again.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. And
read that again.
And
not what they do, and they departed his raiment and cast lots.
But you got to understand, then he said, after somebody did something wrong to him, a whole lot of wrong, it just wasn't one incident. It was a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
They did to him. Then, see, y'all got to understand. See, that's why y'all got to study the Word of God. And these nuances. I mentioned earlier about but, erase everything before. Then made something happen prior to. Then, what did he do? He said,
they forgive them.
For the, like, do you know?
They do.
Guess what? You can stop right there. I'm going to tell you something. That statement spoke for all mankind. Another difference in the Old Testament and New Testament. Old Testament, in order to get blessed of the Lord, you got to do something.
Right, amen.
Go to Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. You'll understand. If you do thus and so, if you see a scripture that says, if you do thus, if thou does this, that's Old Testament.
Yes.
New Testament, it didn't start with you, baby. This thing didn't start with you. It started with Jesus. Then after all the stuff that they did to him, he said, Father, forgive them.
Mm-mm-mm.
For they don't know what they're doing. And he spoke for you. You, 2,000 years later, you showed up. I don't know if you were walking or crawling or what, but you took your time showing up and making your mess. But guess what? He already said, Father, forgive them, for they know what not what they're doing. And the only way, now you got to understand this, the only way that you can get forgiven is a step into Christ. Make Christ part of your life. Then you come under the umbrella of Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead, read another
one. Ooh.
Shaka the other word. Shake it in the Lord. Read another
one. Proverbs 25, 21, and 22. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news to a far country. That was, 21 and 22, I'm sorry. 22 says, for thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee.
Listen here. Read 21 again.
21 says, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink.
This is a precursor of what Christ's message was, the law of love. That's the law of love.
Amen.
That's a Christophany. That is a glimpse of Jesus Christ or his qualities or his message before they talk about he was born. Glory to God. They say, that scripture 21 says, if your friends, what did it say? Your friends?
If enemy is hungry.
No, the people that do things right to you.
You know, your enemy. Feed them if you're hungry.
Oh, read the next scripture.
Romans 12:14 says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. The 17th?
Okay, no, stop right there. I'm going to take one at a time. Blessed. They need, you know, they're acting a fool. They're acting like heathens. Infidels. You know they need Jesus.
Amen.
Bless them. Just send the Holy Ghost their way. Just pray for them that they meet Jesus.
Jesus.
Go ahead, read the next one.
Recompense
to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Look here, somebody did something to you. Don't, Madea was being ironic, sarcastic. That was movies. Well, they're going to get me, I'm going to get them, I'm going to got them and get them and all that kind of stuff. Recompense, don't you try to pay somebody back.
Amen.
Now, I didn't do this scripture because I tried to keep the scripture down. But in Proverbs, it says, you dig a hole for somebody to fall in, you're going to fall in it too.
That's right.
You roll a rock down a hill, try to get back at somebody, the rock is going to make a U-turn to go back up the hill and get you. You say, that doesn't happen. Well, you go down to Florida and there's some country over in the Middle East where the laws of gravity, there's something going on where you put something down like a ball, it rolls up the hill. In Florida, there's a mountain like that. The ball rolls up the mountain. I don't know. I'm not a scientist per se, so I can't tell you why that happens. There's only two places I know, a mountain in the Middle East and down there in Florida. You need to check that out. But anyway, go ahead to God. Don't do it. Well, he did that to me. I'm going to do him back. You're going to mess yourself up. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. 7:19 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
He's talking to you that's supposed to know God. Dearly beloved, I love you. That's love again. The audacity of love, the nerve of you doing good to an enemy, of you bringing food to their house, giving them a gift, and they just try to shout at you, try to trip you, and you give them a gift. Go ahead now.
But rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Give place means get rid of the wrath. Get rid of that. That's emotion. You know, you got to put your emotions under control. You know, like the dog and cat, they control their tail. You have to control that part of you too.
Amen.
Your emotions. Because you want to get them back. They did something you want to get. I'm going to get them. You even, a lady. And she talks, and somebody does say something to her. Immediately she said, I'm going to. And her voice changes. I'm going to get him back.
Oh, my God.
I get scared. I said, Lord, what is that coming out of her? That's going to God. But look here. Read that again, 19.
Hallelujah. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord.
And why we said audacity of love, it's surprising for you to love your enemy and do good to them that despitefully use you. It's surprising to them and to other folks. Say, why did she do that? And he's been trying to get her fired. And she baked a cake for, or maybe she put poison in it. No, don't think like that. So you might not want to bake a cake for him because he might think that. So you do something else. Buy some canned goods or whatever. Give him a gift certificate. Whatever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me another
Hebrews.
Oh, wait a minute. I just need to finish this. God's going to take care of that. He's going to take care. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Somebody doing you no harm, don't worry about it. God's got it covered. He said it in that scripture. That was Romans 12:19. He also says, 2 Thessalonians 1:6, God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. And the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:22 and in Psalms 105:15, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God gets upset if you mess with his people.
Amen.
Watch out now.
That's right.
You might, that person that you're praying for, and I told y'all to do this. Somebody's coming to you, at you, and they're coming to you in a not friendly manner. You say, excuse me just one moment. You look up into heaven and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Please have mercy on them. Don't kill them or their family, the mother, the father, the children, the dog and the cat. Don't burn the house down. Lord, just please have mercy on them. And then you come back to yourself and you look at them and say, now what was that you were saying? Yeah. They're going to do like the old mothers are old. They put their finger up and tip out of the room.
Amen.
Here we go into the next one.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, 1.
Now, see, you got to do this with faith. Now, read that. What does that say?
Now, faith.
See, situations happen. But right now, in the moment, you got to have what?
Faith.
Now, what kind of faith?
Now, faith.
Okay, read it now.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Now, look here. You hope that this person changes their way of doing stuff. You hope that, and so that's the faith that you got to hook up to. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You ain't seeing goodness out of this person. You're seeing everything but a child of God. But you're hoping for the best. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? What does number six says?
But without faith, it is impossible.
Wait a minute now. See, our thing is about pleasing God. Is that right? If he talks about faith and the audacity of love, you got to have faith to do it. Go ahead. Read that now.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You're going to get a reward if you diligently do this thing. You got to understand that y'all got to love sometimes in faith. Because you know what Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11 says, although it's a B, Romans 1:17b and Galatians 3:11, is that right? 3:11b, is that right? Says, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
But you don't understand. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Okay. Give me another scripture. Hopefully it's the last scripture.
James 1:22-25.
Yes.
James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word. And not hearers only.
You've got to do this thing. If I feel up to it. No. Folks treat you like a dog. You got to treat them like a king.
Oh, Lord.
But that ain't right. Of course it ain't right. But it's righteous. It's what God said do.
Oh, Jesus.
You do what God said do, you're righteous. You don't understand. They did such and such. That ain't right. You're right. That ain't right. But it's righteous. There's an audacity, a shocking, a surprising shockingness in love. And love is only a four-letter word that lets tell you put it into action.
Amen.
And if you only love people that love you, you only love people that do you good, you got your reward.
Right.
But when you love people who are not lovely, you love people that are not lovable, you love people that do try to do you dirt, and you still love them, guess what? The word of God says, you will get a reward. Now, in my day, when I heard about a reward, I would be thinking it's prosperity, a financial remuneration of some kind. Well, I put it this way. You go to the post office. I don't know if they do it now. You go to the post office, and You see Ryan's picture on the wall. Wanted. $500 reward. Don't you come to my house and try to take my cat, Ryan. But there was a reward, and it usually was monitoring. Now, I don't know if that's all that this scripture in Hebrews is talking about, but it may be talking about you got help when sickness knocks at your door. You got bills miraculously paid for. You have over $1,000 in traffic tickets, and you write a faith check, and you don't have that money in the bank, and your tickets are paid off. And you can go get yourself your license and your God did something. I'm gonna tell you. You get a check from out of the blue for $10,000, and at the bottom there's a bank code down there, which means that it's possibly a good check. And you deposit it, and you wait two months. Don't you start cash spending it right away. You wait 2 months.
Power off.
And make sure that that's a really, really good check.
Amen.
And then you can. When you get that kind of thing coming your way, that's God giving you a reward. He said, I will reward you if you deliberately, intentionally, meticulously.
Thank you, Jesus.
Serve him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, if you don't have faith, are you pleasing God or are you displeasing God?
Displeasing.
Y'all need to understand that. But you don't understand. And I want to share this. In the scripture, Priyatia, in Romans 12 and 3, it says everyone is given the measure of faith. Not a measure of faith. That means that somebody can get a little bit more than ever. No. Be measure of faith. Everybody got the same amount of faith, but you just got to put it into action. Everybody in the block got a bag of Kingsford charcoal. Same size, 10-pound bag. You can't cook on the grill if you don't put the charcoal on the grill and light it up. If it stays in the bag, although each person in the block got a bag of charcoal, ain't going to do you no good if you don't use it. Am I making myself clear? You got to use that faith, the measure of faith that you received. Put it into action. And what is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see no goodness in that person. I hope that they turn good. I hope that they, but I don't see nothing in the, going to God. By faith, see it with the eyes of your faith. That's why you got imagination. You thought you had imagination so you could think of crazy stuff. Your imagination is a tool for you to see. What you see in your mind, you can hold in your hand. What you see in your mind, you can have in your life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't get an amen, can I just borrow one for just a few more seconds? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you for the audacity of love. Your audacity to love us in spite of what we do. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless
you,
the listeners of this service.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that it's found good ground.
Good ground.
And the harvest is already coming.
Yes.
In
Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. If there's anyone out there that wants to receive Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah. You want to receive this Jesus that we are talking about, hallelujah. Have that power that we are talking about. Repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. And thank you for coming into my heart and saving me. It is just that simple. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. You are saved. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, you know what? If you, if people out there, if you said that prayer with Pastor Peaches and you can get to service on Sunday, we got a Bible for you, a good Bible for you. Hallelujah. We got something for you. Come 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Thank you, Jesus.
You come to the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 214. The side entrance. We even have a handicap entrance as well. Join us for service.
Thank you.
We got something for you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, please address your envelope to P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, when this broadcast goes off, please call us and let us know that you decided to follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And not turning back. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That too, Pastor. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love y'all and nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Connected.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If I were you, I would say, yeah.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Speak to me.
Speak, Lord.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Won't you speak to me?
Speak, Lord.
I was so blind.
Speak to me.
I was so lost.
Speak, Lord.
I see you spoke to me.
Speak to me.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.